Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
What's up, Amy?
Hey!
What's happening on Who Arted?
In-house joke. Today we've got painter Craig Freeborn, who's an artist, Auckland-based Dunedin artist. Well, I'm making him a Dunedin artist, but who's moved to Auckland, whose artwork will be available at the highly anticipated Dunedin Art Ake this Saturday. Craig's going to tell us about what inspires his dark and dramatic paintings. So hi, Craig, welcome.
Hi.
So your colour palette is desaturated and awash with gloomy blues, cold reds and greys, all the greys of the rainbow. Your subject matter ranges from a skip bin full of fish. Is it actually fish in that skip bin? Or have I just made it fish?
I think you've just made it fish.
Okay, well, we'll just stick with that for now. Litter-filled suburban roadsides, dark interiors populated with big black rubbish bags and gloom. And then there are surgical scenes. This, if there was a type of art called miserable, you are indeed a miserabilist. And I get maximum pleasure from every time I spend, any time I spend engaging with your work. When I was checking out the Dunedin artists and looking for a lineup for Dunedin, I was looking for something regionalistic that wasn't falling into the usual trap and the obvious pitfalls of traditional type regionalism. And so when I saw your work, I was just overwhelmed with joy. How much of your work do you think is derived from the Dunedin environment? And now that you've moved up to sunny Auckland, do you think you might start painting sailboats and graduated sunsets?
I mean, like, a lot of the Dunedin aesthetic is the dark side, and I was always kind of attracted to, like, this sort of vulnerability that was the, kind of a push to make work. But, Auckland, it's much sunnier. There has been a bit of a change in my palette, I think. There's been some pinks and things coming.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go into that later. So your work has moments of vulnerability and isolation in it, mm-hmm. for you as the painter communicating. But for me as the viewer, when I see scenes of, like, some kind of mock crucifixion in front of a sort of state house with those beautiful blue heavy tones that you use, I see it as this really interesting violence. Do you get violence from that? I mean, not you personally, but do you, okay, that wasn't, yeah. All right, we'll move along. So you were born in Timaru during the mid-80s and you hold a BVA from Otago University. Your work has been collected by Wallace Arts Trust Collection, mm-hmm. Judge Judy Shineland Collection and the Dunedin Public Hospital. Judge Judy, how did she buy your work?
I don't know. She was just she was in Dunedin, and she.
What was she doing in Dunedin?
She came into town on a cruise ship. Actually, that's what Judge Judy does in her time off.
Wow, so, that's so awesome to know.
Yeah, apparently she works like, I don't know, very little. She does the whole season is filmed in a back to back, and then the rest of the year she has off.
She's just cruising the world.
Yep.
Oh man, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Did you meet her?
No. She walked into a gallery and just bought the work. So.
What work was it?
It was one of my Hyde Street paintings, which was like based on that Dunedin street party.
So what did it look like?
Oh, there was like policemen and it looked like a bit of a riot scene.
Actually, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Because she's Judge Judy, she needs to have some sort of controversial police riot work in
absolutely.
Her house. That's totally awesome. So your beautiful, sensitive pencil works also sit alongside your gorgeous paintings. One of these we've selected for the Art Ake Collect works of people who aren't in Dunedin, which is most of the country. You can jump onto artake.net and still get an artwork. One of the works in particular is softly drawn, what looks like a rose fabric, mm-hmm. With three bright pink spots, mm-hmm. which I love for two reasons. One is pink is my favourite colour, especially pure magenta, which these spots are. And also it's a beautiful juxtaposition of a sort of melancholic, semi-abstract, quite feminine base drawing with these bright, abstract pink spots in a way. When comparing this to the rest of your work, where does it sit in the time scale of things? Are these kind of pencil pieces? There's another one that I've posted on social media today, which is a beautiful pencil drawing of the sea within just this big grey smear in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Where do they sit in the timeline of your work? And are we going to see more of this kind of juxtaposition of...
Yeah, I think so. They were like made probably about this time last year and then right through towards the end of the year. And I guess, you know, like as much as it... as great as it is to make big paintings, sometimes you just don't have the time or the space, so to scale your work down and make things that are also a bit more saleable than you know, rubbish bins and
But they're so awesome, they're amazing. So some of Craig's works are just roadsides, kind of dark, almost hungover looking cityscapes with rubbish and stuff, and it's just beautiful, it really is. Okay, so are you going to have any of those beautiful pencil artworks available in Dunners?
Yes, I will take about 5 down, I think.
Mm, good. Okay, well, that's kind of all we've got time for today. Just one quick question. What's your favourite colour?
I guess it would have to be grey.
Oh.
That's real disappointing.
Awesome. No, I like it. I was actually thinking you were going to say black, but anyway, so if you want to check out some of Craig's work in the digital flesh, go to craigfreeborn.com. If you want to check out some of the stuff he's got available, go to artache.net. And thanks for coming in.
Cool. Yeah, cheers. Thanks for having me.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.